Hi, welcome to the Mindset Goddess podcast. I am Valeska, your show host. Thank you for joining me today. In today's episode, we will be covering the next section of my self-love program. In this episode, I am going to share with you a really, really good activity that you can do to help you on your journey to discovering self-love. Learning to love yourself and to respect yourself is a really long journey. It can be. It isn't always, but it can be. When you don't love yourself and you don't have respect for yourself, turning that around can be quite the journey. So finding the ways in which you can teach yourself how to love yourself and how to respect yourself can seem impossible sometimes because your mind is so used to thinking a certain way. Your mindset is programmed to function a certain way. And this is because of a lot of different factors. It could be because of your childhood, the way you were raised, or environmental influences in your childhood or as you were raised, or even now as an adult. It could be things that you saw in your parents. It could be experiences that you are having now that are related to your job or to your personal life. So many different factors can influence the way that we see ourselves. So many different factors can influence whether or not we are capable of loving ourselves and respecting ourselves. When you don't love yourself and you don't respect yourself, that is detrimental to your personal life, to relationships, and also to how much you believe in yourself as a human being and then your capabilities of being successful. It can keep you from achieving success in life and reaching your goals. So it's really important to learn how to love yourself and how to respect yourself so that you can have healthier relationships and so that you can accomplish whatever goals you have for your career or for your work. So these are some of the reasons why it's so important to learn to love yourself and respect yourself, including that it's your way to find inner peace and greater happiness, which is really what we all want at the end of the day. These are really important to every human being. And it's going to take some time. You have to be patient. You have to be consistent and persistent. But just know that if you keep working on these activities that I'm giving you, that I'm sharing with you, and you just try to stay as positive as possible about yourself, try to replace negative thoughts with positive thoughts, and try to see yourself as this beautiful person that you are inside and out, then you will get there. You just have to be patient. So the activity that I want to share with you is I would like to ask you to write down 20 things that you love about yourself. I'll give you a few examples. I love that I'm great with my kids. I love that I'm an awesome girlfriend. I love that I enjoy my job. I love my big brown eyes. I love that I'm so smart. I love that I helped my neighbor with his groceries today. These are the type of things that you can write. There's no limit. Whatever it is that you appreciate about yourself, whatever it is that you love about yourself, write it down. It doesn't matter whether it seems like it's something small or something huge. That's not the point. The point is for you to discover how many wonderful qualities you have as a human being. So write these 20 things down on a paper. And every time you feel negative about yourself as a person, or you're just feeling kind of down or depressed or just don't feel good, I want you to open your notebook and read those 20 things that you wrote to yourself out loud. And read them over and over and over again until you feel better. Realize your potential as a human being. Realize what a great and wonderful human being you are on this earth, and how big of a contribution your existence is on this earth. Realize those things. And I know that it's easier said than done. I've been there before. I know that it seems like a struggle sometimes. You're just kind of struggling deep inside and going back and forth with thoughts of negative thoughts and positive thoughts about yourself, but you can do this. I believe in you. You can do it. Love you guys. I will be back tomorrow with a different topic. And then on Thursday will be our last part for the self-love program. If you haven't subscribed to my podcast, please go ahead and do so. It would be great to have you back. Take care.